Thank
No,
you.
you're good.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to On Point with Rachel Turgeman. I'm so glad you can join us tonight. My friends, Jackson Health System offers superlative health care to everyone, regardless of their ability to pay. Isn't that amazing? They provide amazing care, compassion, accountability, respect, and expertise in everything that they do. They are locally, nationally, and internationally respected. Joining us tonight is Ms. Flavia Yiso. She's the co-president of Jackson Health Foundation, as well as chief development officer for Jackson Health Foundation. Congratulations, you are amazing, Flavia. Aww. For all of you that don't know Flavia, she is a proud graduate from Barry University with a degree in liberal arts and also a specialization in psychology. She's an amazing seasoned fundraiser. She has raised money over $210 million throughout her entire career. She is unbelievable and she is here with us tonight, always respecting all of the viewers and all the community and always putting her best foot forward when it comes to Jackson Health Foundation along with her stellar team. Welcome, welcome Flavia. Welcome to On Point with Rachel Turgeman.
Oh, thank you, Rachel. Thank you so much for having me. We're so grateful.
Well, we're grateful to have you. Congratulations, you specifically, on all of your accomplishments, you and your stellar team. When you think about it, you have the best rewarding job, all of you. You are raising funds for one of the best world-class institutes around the nation. That is truly, truly remarkable. Congratulations for that as well.
Thank you. Thank you. We're a small but mighty team, so thank you.
Yes, definitely. Very, very, very powerful. Go ahead and join me to give a huge shout out to your president and CEO, Carlos Migoya. Big shout out to him. Of course, to Anna Vega Milton, who's our chairperson at the Jackson Health Foundation. Anna, we love you. And of course, your co-president, Charmaine Gatlin, and COO for Jackson Health Foundation. We love you all. All of you are doing a fantastic job, including you, Flavia. I respect all of you. I admire all of you. I appreciate all of you because all of you are working very, very hard in this life-saving industry. And thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you.
So now let's talk a little bit about you. When did you decide in your life, Flavia, that you wanted to dedicate your career to really serving altruistic organizations like Jackson Health Foundation? Talk to us.
Well, it almost happened by accident, actually. I worked for a local television station because I was in school and I wanted to be a journalist. I wanted to be someone on camera, right, at Katie Couric. And while I got an opportunity to work at the TV station, I started to do some work with their community relations team. And I realized that I was more drawn to that area than I actually was to the news division, and really started working with the producers on town hall meetings and stories and, you know, sponsoring events in the community, and just really fell in love with that part of the industry. And once I left there, I said, all right, now that I've had a little bit of a taste, I want to be in the nonprofit world. I had just had my first son. He was young.
Congratulations.
And I said, you know, if I'm going to leave him at home, I want to do so for something that's meaningful. Yes, I needed to have a career and I needed to do something, you know, that would financially help support my family. But I also wanted to do something that had the meaning that would give back to this community that I've lived in my whole life. So I've just been, you know, honored to do so over the past, I'm going to date myself here, but over the past almost 27 years.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Of having the ability to give back to Miami. They gave back so much to, you know, the generation that came before me, to my parents and my grandparents. And, you know, I'm of Cuban descent. So when they came here and all the struggles that they had, so being able to give back to this community, that gave so much to our family and such an opportunity for me to be even born here is really important to me.
That's outstanding. And of course, you know, in your career, I know that you have a lot of events. We're going to talk about those events along with your team. And you know, you have to have excellent writing skills and interpersonal skills, and you have all of that. Oh. And so that's, you know, that's remarkable. So you're in the right field, and obviously you have a great heart because you're saving lives. all the time, you know? So that's wonderful. Well, talk to our viewers directly, Flavia, and explain to them why is Jackson Health System so very important to our community? Talk to us.
Gosh, Jackson is important because it's our lifeline, right? It's the place that you don't want to have to go to, but you're always really glad that it's there, right? No one likes being in the hospital. Whenever you're in the hospital, I think we can all say you're not at your best. But the fact that you know that the best facility, not only in this community, but the ranks that it has on a national scale and an international scale, knowing that that is in your backyard is comforting, and knowing that should you need it, it's there. And it's there regardless of our residents' ability to pay, which is even greater. So you can receive the same quality of care, whether you are the CEO of our banking institution, or you happen to be an individual who's homeless and had a medical emergency. You get the same level of care, you get the same surgeons, you get the same nurses. Our great partnership with the University of Miami, that's the academic partner for Jackson Health Systems, makes us be able to provide that to this community. And I think that's why it's so important that it's here. And as citizens, and I speak to you as a Miami-Dade County resident, right? Not as somebody who works in Jackson. It's so important for us to be able to help sustain it, to keep it growing and make sure that it's at the forefront of medical care with technology, with programs and advances, so that we can all benefit from that in this community.
I love it. So how long would you say that Jackson Health System has been around?
Well, oddly enough, right now that we're, what everyone is saying, on the tail end of this pandemic, right? We will all hope that that's actually the case.
And congratulations to you and your amazing team over at Jackson Health Foundation. I mean, you raised so much money. I think it was almost more than $20 million within COVID, when COVID-19 came. And I think I met you at an event just before COVID started.
Right.
And Charmaine Gallen, who I love very much, and Anna Vega Milton also introduced me to you. I remember distinctively that Anna was making a speech and they introduced me to you. Well, you guys have done miracles during COVID-19. Talk to us about that.
Oh, no, thank you. What I was saying was that Jackson started in 1918. When the Spanish flu pandemic was around. Yes. So now here we are, you know, over 100 years later and dealing with COVID-19. I think at the beginning of COVID, no one really knew what to expect, right? Across the country, here locally, we were seeing what was happening in New York and in New Jersey, and we were trying to prepare as an institution for what could happen to us here locally.
My God.
Jackson just did such an amazing job being at the forefront of it. You know, Miami is a unique position because we have people in this community from all parts of the world. Unlike maybe some other cities in the United States, we have international flights and international folks coming in and out of here day in and day out. So it was going to naturally be, I think, a place where a pandemic would take off, right? And there would be big surges. And Jackson being at the forefront of that and staying on top of that and just ensuring that they had all the resources that they needed. The county was very supportive of the resources. The state was very supportive in giving those resources to Jackson. And I think because of that, we fared a lot better than they fared in other cities. And we fared even better than they did in other counties in Florida.
Absolutely. Well, actually, your world-class medical center, and everybody knows it. I mean, there's people flying from all over the world going to Jackson Health System. So, you know, you have a lot of respect in the community. You really, really, really do. And then you have you and your Charmaine and the rest of the team and Anna Vega Milton at the helm with Carlos Magoya, you know, trying to raise all this money, all for us, because we're locals here too. I mean, I know you serve the world, but, you know, us here as locals, it really affects us. So we really, really, really appreciate that. So what would you say are the priorities, if you will, Flavia, of Jackson Health Foundation right now as we speak? Talk to us.
Well, our priority is always to help cover that gap that isn't covered by the public, right? The taxpayer dollars that help support Jackson, to help ensure that we have the latest technology, the best facilities, the most advanced programs, wherever there's deliverables that are needed, whether it be equipment now during COVID, right? Whether it was making sure that we had all the ventilators we needed, the IV pumps we needed, the personal protection equipment, all these words that we've all learned and terminology that we didn't know before, was to help ensure that Jackson has those things. So it's working with the local community, whether it be our business leaders, philanthropists, working with everyone in the community to ensure that. And I think what most people think when they think of fundraising, they think, oh, you're probably only talking about trying to raise millions of dollars. Yes, I mean, we have a big lofty goal of what we want to do to support, But we can also raise that with $5 donations, $10 donations, $20 donations. Every dollar counts, and every little bit that we add to that bucket makes a difference. So every donor that we work with and every program that we have is not going after a $1 million gift. I wish I got those every day, but that doesn't always happen. But those donors that are committed and give you small amounts of money from their hard-earned cash, that just means so much to us, because we know how much, you know, we know how hard they work for it. And especially today with inflation the way that it is, you know, gas as expensive as it is and everything else, and, food being more expensive, when someone's able to spare, you know, $10 or $20 a month, it's just very meaningful to us.
Absolutely. And talking about donations, you have a monthly donor program at Jackson Health Foundation. Talk to us about that.
Sure. So an individual, if they wanted to support Jackson on a monthly basis, they can do so by directing a specific amount. It can be anywhere from $5 to, you know, $500,000, right? Whatever the case may be, and anything in between. And you can dedicate those funds ideally to the Miracle Fund. And the Miracle Fund supports the area of greatest need for all of Jackson Health System, right? So all of the dollars that go there, the health system and the leadership make decisions as to what are the things that we need, right? Like right now with COVID, we needed all those things that I mentioned. As we move out of that, the needs change, right? So we're able to be flexible with those dollars. But a monthly donor can make a contribution to any area of the healthcare system that they prefer. If they have an interest in transplant because they know a transplant patient or they were a transplant patient, they can do that. If they want to support mental health, which is so important right now, right?
You have a huge hospital in mental health, behavioral
mental health hospital. So if you want to support that, it can support that. If you want to support children in pediatric care, it can go to Holtz Children's Hospital. So it really runs the gamut of the different things that you can do and ways that you can support the institution. But every dollar counts.
I love that, because before the interview, I was talking to you and I said, hey, you know, I would like to make a donation, you know, maybe once a month, probably once a month, but I'm not rich, I told you. And you said, oh, it doesn't matter, whatever you can donate. So definitely, my friends, I want to talk to all our community, our viewers, whatever you can donate, my friends, this is the time for you to truly, truly appreciate a world-class medical center, Jackson Health System. And of course, we have Flavia as the co-president, along with Charmaine Gatlin, running the Jackson Health Foundation, trying to make sure that we have all the equipment that Flavia was talking about, cutting edge equipment, you know, and you have so many divisions that are incredible. Talk to us about Jackson Health Memorial Hospital. You have a new critical care unit. Tell us about that.
We do. We have. So part of the public bond a few years ago, I believe it was in 2015, the taxpayers supported the expansion of Jackson, right? And how have helped Jackson stay at the forefront of healthcare and medical advances. Part of that was developing the critical care tower, which you can see in the background behind me.
I love it.
You can see it behind me. And the development of that at the time was 54 ICU beds. But then as part of a public and private partnership where philanthropy came into the mix, we were able to turn it into an 84-unit ICU. And that was much to the doing of Carlos Magoya, helping to help secure those additional dollars for that. Excellent. So now you have 84 additional ICU beds in this community that we
and I hope we never need them, but just in case.
And I think what COVID has taught us more than anything else is that we have to really realize how important healthcare is, and having that availability in those facilities in your community makes all the difference in the event that there's another crisis, right? So I don't know if you were like me, but because I'm in this field, I used to watch during COVID, the mayor would put out a list every day, and I would watch the daily bed count, you know, how many ICU beds are left, how many regular beds are left, right?
And I'm sure that all of you would watch it too.
Right. And we never ran out. We never ran out as a system. We always, there was adequate numbers, and this helps in that, ensure that that doesn't happen in the future, hopefully. So really, really proud to be able to add this facility to the rest of the Jackson Health System.
Absolutely. And like I said, you know, you and your team at Jackson Health Foundation are constantly, you know, helping to raise these funds. Recently, you have a, I think it's called Kristen Lynn Rehabilitation. Is that the name?
So the Lynn Rehabilitation Hospital is what we call it. It's the Christine Lynn Rehabilitation Hospital at UHealth/Jackson Memorial. It's got a
long name, but very powerful. Tell us about
it. And in partnership with the Miami Project to Cure Paralysis. So Right at the beginning of COVID, we were slated to open this new state-of-the-art rehab facility that is for patients that have spinal cord injuries, brain trauma, recovering from stroke, really anything where they need rehab. And it opened 2 days or so before the pandemic. We never really got to celebrate it. We will be celebrating it coming up in this month, at the end of this month. But very, very quickly, it was filled to capacity. And people from everywhere were calling, wanting to have this be their rehab facility. I mean, it's got everything that you can think of. It has swimming pools. It has gyms. It has a car so that patients can navigate and learn how to get in and out of a car. It has an airplane seat so you can figure out how to get in and out of an airplane.
It sounds like a resort spa, really, when you think about it, right?
It has a transitional apartment in it to help you navigate in and out of your shower, how to cook, how to wash your dishes for people before they go home so they can have all of these skills and feel comfortable when they go home that they'll be able to navigate. So it really is a world-class facility. It's in partnership with the University of Miami and with the Miami Project to Cure Paralysis, but it is a Jackson facility. So we're very, very lucky to have that in our backyard.
Definitely. And I'm sure our viewers are taking notes. You know, they never need it, but if they do, it's there.
Exactly.
And now I want to bring up Anna Vega Milton, your chairperson with the beautiful Jose Milton Memorial Hospital at Jackson West. Tell us about that beauty over there.
Yes, that was another project that was made possible as a result of a public and private partnership, and that was part of the bond. So Jackson West Medical Campus, because it's a campus, it's in Doral. It's the first hospital in Doral. It's the first new hospital in over 13 years in Miami-Dade County. And part of that campus has a 100-bed hospital, and that is the Jose Milton Memorial Hospital, which the Milton family graciously made a donation to help us support the completion of that project. And then there's an ambulatory building that has a pediatric outpatient pavilion in it, plus many other physician specialties that'll be in that building, partnered with community doctors as well as University of Miami physicians. So it really is state of the art. If you haven't had the opportunity to go there and you go visit it, you're like, am I in a resort? Because it's really just so beautiful. But again, you don't wanna have to use it, but exactly. If you use it, it's there for you in your community.
And what I love most about the Jose Milton Memorial Hospital Jackson West is that you have up-to-date cutting edge equipment, you know, for diagnostic, helping the kids, pediatrics, the adults, everything. So, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited what this hospital is bringing to our communities. You know, they could serve all of us, but definitely, you know, Doral, Hialeah, Miami Lakes, Sweetwater. I mean, so thank you. Thank you to Carlos Magoya. Thank you to his entire executive team, to you, Flavia, to Charmaine Gatlin, to Anna Vega Milton for an incredible donation, not only to this amazing, beautiful hospital, but everything that she does for us. Sustaining support from the community. Why is that so, so important to you?
Oh, it's so important because of all the things we just talked about, right? Without the sustaining support, we can't keep it going. We can't stay at the forefront. And certainly our taxpayer base supports us and helps Jackson continue to function. But those philanthropic dollars help us take us over the top, right? They help us be cutting edge. They help us stay at the top of our game. And that's really why it's so important, because you wanna know that you don't have to travel outside of this area should you have, you know, major medical emergency, right? And I always say that everyone that I always run into has a Jackson story. Anyone that I've met has a Jackson story. Many families have had a family member or close friend be treated at Ryder Trauma Center. And it's one of the, you know, most advanced and most technology advanced trauma centers in the country. So the fact that we have that here, and now we have another Ryder Trauma Center at Jackson South. So there's one at, you know, at Jackson Memorial on the campus in Northwest, and one South. That's amazing. The fact that we have both of those, you know, at our disposal. So those are the reasons why we need to continue to sustain it, because you never know when you're going to need it, unfortunately. And it's there for all of us. And the fact that it's there for all of us, regardless of one's ability to pay, I think it's what is, you know, so amazing about it.
That is truly remarkable, whether it's treatment or whether it's education or whether it's renovating facilities, if you will, whether it's preventive medicine. You are there, Jackson Health System, and you're the fundraising arm, Jackson Health Foundation, along with Anna Vega Milton, Charmaine, and all of your team. My friends, you're listening to Flavia Yiso, who is the co-president and the chief development officer for Jackson Health Foundation. Please give freely, whatever you can afford, whether it's $5, $10, and you said millions or thousands, whatever you can afford, do it, because every single penny counts. We know that, and you know that for a fact, as I've seen you out there, you know, talking to people, making things happen. So congratulations. Let's talk a little bit about some of your successes with the foundation. Sure. And what are some of the events that are coming up? Talk to us.
Sure, no, absolutely. I mean, I started at the foundation a little over 2 years ago. I came in 90 days before the pandemic, and very quickly, like everyone else in the world, right? We had to pivot and shift what we were doing and really look at what are the needs of the hospital system during this time, which we didn't know. We learned what those needs were every day they shifted. In the beginning, it was supplies, right? Then it was it medical equipment? Was it ventilators? Was it IV pumps? And then is it PPE? Is it housing? I don't know if everyone remembers, but in the beginning, housing was an issue for our medical teams because we didn't know if it was safe for them to go home. So being able to secure temporary housing for them, getting Uber rides, getting meals donated just to help them feel like the community was supporting them. All of those things were important. And as a result of that, we raised, I think, a little over $17 million wow. around COVID, which I'm very happy about.
That's remarkable.
That we were able to do at a time where no one really knew what was what, right? No one had raised money in this space. So I think that was...
It was a crazy time. And you know, and now as you know, I feel that we could breathe a little bit, but we still have to be cautious.
No,
even though
absolutely.
You know, we're lifting the mask and you
and
know
listen,
it's optional.
What we did in no way, shape, or form comes even close to what the medical teams, right, have had to do during this entire time. Our doctors, our nurses, technicians, environmental workers, you name it, that have had to work around the clock. We should all really be taking our hats off to them, because what they've done during these past, you know, over 2 years now, has really been an incredible task. So the fact that we were able to support them and help them just made it that more meaningful, and that we were able to be part of the equation in some way was really, I think, gratifying, not just to me, but to our entire team.
Absolutely. Truly heroes. Let's give them a big round of applause. Go ahead, join me in giving our big round of applause to all our heroes, our healthcare workers. Beautiful. You mentioned housing. And I know that you work very closely along with Charmaine and your chairperson, Anna Vega Milton, who I love dearly. I know that she provided lots of apartments. Talk to us about that.
She
during
did.
COVID-19 to a she lot of our healthcare
did.
Workers.
The Milton family with one of their companies, United Property Management, and the Jose Milton Family Foundation provided over 300 units.
Amazing.
For our medical teams for a period of a little over 90 days. So
Amazing.
For a significant amount of time. And that was invaluable. To be able to tell our medical teams, you know, you have some place that you can go lay down, put your head on the pillow. You don't have to worry about, you know, taking this to your family. You can take a shower, have a great meal, relax, watch some TV,
Beautiful.
And then come back the next day and not have to worry. That was a very meaningful, meaningful gift.
Absolutely. And I've visited some of the property, United Property Management. They're beautiful. The condominiums are like state of the art.
I know,
so congratulations, right?
Right? Yeah.
So we say congratulations, Anna Vega Milton, Absolutely. United Property Management. You're doing a fantastic job. Getting back to donations, Flavia, mm-hmm. with your heart in our viewers' hands, in our community's hands, what could you tell them right now to really reach their inner core of their hearts for them to donate? Talk to us.
I would say, like I said before, everyone in this community has a Jackson story. So think of your mother, think of your grandmother, your daughter, your neighbor, anyone that you know that you've had a major medical emergency with, and think of what that would look like if this was not in our community. How different would that picture look? And if you can envision that, that's the reason I give. I think that's the reason most people give that I talk to, is because they want to ensure that they can continue to support something this great. And not only that, the miracles that we make on a daily basis, because that institution is there, is remarkable, right? When you see someone that went in and had an automobile accident or a bicycle accident, which we see a lot of, right? Because we have a lot of cyclists in this community, and True. They go into Rider Trauma Center and they're able to leave walking, right? And they're able to get therapy right there at Lynn.
That's miraculous, really miraculous.
It's miraculous. And you know, many, many other miracles that happen. We have one of the highest rated NICUs, you know, the neonatal intensive care units at Holt's Children's Hospital. Those little, little babies when they're born and the miracles that those doctors can make. And now we have a fetal surgeon that can start, you know, operating with the mom when the baby's still in the womb, which is like, what is all of those things, right? So
it's almost insane, right? That we could still do it now, you know, in the 21st century, we've come such a long way.
Right. And the fact that we can do that and have really positive and strong outcomes, because you can do that, right? In different parts of the country, they can do that, but not to have the kind of outcomes that we have. Our transplant center is either the first or second, depending on, you know, how many transplants we do in a year. And it's one of the leading transplant programs in the country, which is phenomenal to have that in your backyard. Many people have to, you know, if they find out that they need a transplant, they have to travel outside of their community in order to do that.
And we have it right here in our own backyard, right?
And we have it right here in our own backyard. So that's why it's, I think, so important and so meaningful for individuals to give. And like I said, anything that you can give, right? $5, $10, $20, it all means the same to us. It's all very significant to us because we know it comes from a place where you really value your dollar, your time, your energy, all of that. So we're really grateful for that.
Absolutely. And, you know, our viewers, I'm sure, will agree with me. You know, we spend so much money, you know, wherever you go, $5, $10, $20. You know, I strongly suggest, my friends, that to please open up your pocketbooks, you know, contact Jackson Health Foundation. We'll ask Flavia what's the best way to donate. It could happen to anybody. You know, having somebody in the hospital could happen to anybody. We can be in the hospital, God forbid. But if we have to go, we know that Jackson Health System is one of the best places to go throughout our nation. So open up your hearts, open up your pocketbooks. Let's talk a little bit about some of the events that you yearly have, Flavia. Your Guardian Angels events. You have an event coming up now, I think. In April,
we do a big gala every year. So, right, we do a big fancy party so that everyone can celebrate. And because of COVID, we haven't done it recently. So this year's celebration, I think, is going to be that much sweeter because it really does honor all of our healthcare teams. And we will specifically be honoring some of our physicians that we call Legends of Jackson, that they've been, you know, practicing at Jackson for over 20 years. And most of them for their entire career. We're happy to say we're sold out. We sold out of the event.
Wow, congratulations.
Which is fantastic. We're very
excited. Where is it going to be at?
It's April 22nd. It's at Soho Studios in Wynwood.
Nice.
So we have over 700 individuals coming. We were supposed to have it at the end of January. And then with the last surge that we had for that last variant, we postponed it to April, which was a great decision to make because I think now people feel much more comfortable being in an environment with other people together. We will, of course, take every precaution, you know, from COVID safety protocols. But we're really excited about having a great night and being able to celebrate some of these individuals and all of their, you know, hard work and just the reception that we've gotten from people saying, do you want to come, right? Do you want to purchase a table? Do you want to purchase a ticket? They're like, yes, 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 we want to be there. We want to be there. People want to be around other people. I think it's a long time of not being around and Absolutely. Having that celebration. So we're very much looking forward to it.
And being around so many people that have amazing hearts that they really want to give back and they are giving back. And, you know, kudos and accolades to you, Charmaine, of course, our chairwoman, Anna Vega Milton, for being the chair of this particular event, correct? The Soho, isn't Anna Vega Milton?
She's also, yes. Yeah, so she's not only our board chair this year, she's also our gala chair. So her and her husband, Cecil, are the event chairs for our gala this year. So we're excited.
And my friends, it's probably going to be spectacular, right, Flavia?
Going to be spectacular.
Anything that she touches with her family is truly spectacular, without a doubt.
And we're fortunate enough that the collection gave us a vehicle to be able to to raffle off, right?
So, nice.
So it's very nice. We have 200 tickets available. So if you want a ticket for the raffle, you don't have to attend the event. Log on to our website and you can get more details on how you can go ahead and purchase one out of 200 tickets. So it's only 200 tickets and you win a car. So your chances are pretty good.
Oh my God. And the collection is such a beautiful dealer. So congratulations
to them. They're wonderful to us. They really do. They do this for us.
Supporting. So my friends, you want a beautiful, luxurious car? Go ahead and check out the raffle. Where do they have to look at?
They can go to our website for the gala, which is goldenangelsgala.com.
Oh, Okay, outstanding. Well, unfortunately, Flavia, our time is running out. I want to congratulate you, the entire team at Jackson Health Foundation. Without your work, Jackson would not have all this funds and the resources that they need to continue to provide superlative healthcare. So congratulations. Is there a last minute call to action or message perhaps that you would like to leave all our viewers with tonight?
Oh, I think the message I'd like to leave our viewers with is just to say thank you. Thank you for the support that we've received over the last 2 years. It's really been so meaningful to everyone at Jackson Health, from the nurses, to the doctors, to our environmental workers, to myself and our teams. We're really, really grateful for all the support. Whether your contribution, again, was a $5 contribution or a $1,000 contribution, we're just so grateful for the opportunity. And if you'd like to be able to contribute and do so moving forward, you can call our office at 305-585-GIVE. You can send something in the mail. You can use the traditional method, right, by sending it to us in the mail. Or you can reach out to us via our website, which is jacksonhealthfoundation.org. And you can donate on there. And if you want our address, you can go on there and find our address if you want to mail in a check.
Thank you so much, Flavia. Again, to you, your team. Keep up the fantastic, great work. We look forward to having you right here back on On Point, Rachel Turgeman, you and your colleagues, and many other future shows. Congratulations and God bless you.
Thank you, Rachel, so much. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. God bless you. And to all of you, thank you so much for tuning in onto On Point Rachel Turgeman. Don't forget to share this interview with your family, your friends, and everybody. Keeping informed and staying connected allows all of us to make the right decisions. You've been listening to Flavia Yiso, co-president of Jackson Health Foundation. Big shout out to her again, to Charmaine Gatlin, her co-president and COO as well. Anna Vega Milton, who's the chairwoman. Of course, Carlos Migoya, the president and CEO of Jackson Health System. They are here for us. May we never need them, but if we do, we have a world-class medical center right here in our own backyard. God bless you all. Bye-bye for now.
No, you're good.